The Hidden Power of Spring: How Simple Daily Habits Can Rebuild Your Energy and Immunity. If you nurture young sprouts in spring, they will bloom in summer and bear fruit in autumn. But if you repeatedly trample on them during this time, they will quickly wither and die. Xu Rong, director of Dr. Rong TCM Clinic in the UK, said on the Health 1 Plus 1 program on NTD, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times, that the body's vitality is much like a young sprout. Taking proper care of the body in spring is essential for maintaining health throughout the year. The key to spring health maintenance lies in cultivating yang energy. Traditional Chinese medicine holds that both the human body and the universe are composed of two fundamental forces, yin and yang. Yang represents light, warmth, and vitality, while yin signifies coolness and stillness. Spring is the season when yang energy rises and flourishes, Xu said. At the body's surface, this energy manifests as wei defensive qi, which functions as the body's protective immune shield. Key dietary principles for spring. Just as young sprouts rely on moisture and nourishment to grow, diet likewise plays a central role in supporting yang energy in the human body. Xu outlined the core principles of spring dietary practices in three key terms: warming, circulating, and clearing. These principles enhance digestive function, promote circulation and metabolism, support immune balance, and contribute to emotional well-being. Warming. The first key principle of the spring diet is warming, which focuses on keeping the digestive system comfortably warm. In TCM, the spleen and the gastrointestinal system are considered part of an integrated functional system. The yang energy of digestion is referred to as spleen yang. It can be likened to a fire responsible for cooking food. If it is repeatedly doused with ice drinks, shaved ice, or cold fruits, this digestive fire will gradually weaken. When digestive and absorptive functions are impaired, symptoms of malnutrition may arise, even with adequate intake of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. In practice, one can begin by replacing the first drink of the day with something warm. Meals should consist primarily of cooked foods, complemented by smaller amounts of raw vegetables and fruits. It is also advisable to drink warm water regularly and limit cold beverages. When the digestive system is warm and functioning well, and yang energy is properly supported, the body is less likely to feel cold or fatigued. Circulating. The second key principle of the spring diet is circulating, which emphasizes promoting the smooth flow of energy in the body through aromatic, pungent vegetables. In ancient China, it was customary to eat the five pungent vegetables in early spring, a dish made with five aromatic vegetables to mark the beginning of the season. Ingredients such as scallions, ginger, garlic, Chinese chives, cilantro, and celery can be incorporated into everyday dishes to enhance flavor and promote circulation. A 2024 review found that bioactive compounds in ginger, including gingerols and other polyphenol, have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties and may help protect cardiovascular health, consistent with the TCM concept of promoting the smooth flow of qi. Clearing. The third key principle of the spring diet is clearing, referring to a light diet that does not place excessive strain on the body. Overly sweet, greasy, salty, and highly processed foods can increase the body's metabolic load and lead to the accumulation of waste products. In TCM, these are described as dampness, phlegm, and blood stasis. In conventional medicine, they are associated with conditions such as fatty liver, high cholesterol, atherosclerosis, and chronic inflammation. For those who often experience a sense of heaviness in the body during spring, joint soreness or swelling, or puffiness upon waking, it is advisable to adopt a lighter diet. In practice, eat more fresh vegetables and whole grains, drink more water or unsweetened tea, reduce fried foods and rich sauces, and limit sugary beverages and excessive desserts. As the body's metabolic burden is reduced, yang energy can more readily rise and expand outward, supporting overall vitality. Recommended teas for spring. Alongside these dietary principles, Xu recommends yang-boosting teas for spring, which can be enjoyed as a simple morning ritual to help the body start the day in a warm and balanced state. These teas are all centered around ginger, which in TCM is valued for its ability to warm yang and dissipate cold. Basic ginger tea. Warm ginger tea can help stimulate peripheral circulation while also supporting digestive function. Preparation. Slice 1 to 3 pieces of fresh ginger, about a quarter inch thick. Steep in approximately 8.5 fluid ounces of hot water, or simmer for 5 minutes. Those with a sensitive or weaker constitution may start with less ginger. This tea is best taken in the morning after waking. A small amount of brown sugar may be added if desired. It is particularly suitable for people who often experience cold hands and feet, and for those who develop colds, headaches, or coughs after slight exposure to wind. Refreshing ginger tea. Suitable for people with relatively weaker yang energy and a tendency toward constipation, this tea also offers a lighter, more refreshing taste. Preparation. Add an appropriate amount of lemon and honey to the basic ginger tea, according to personal taste. For those who experience occasional throat irritation, cough, or dry stools during spring, lemon honey ginger tea may help soothe the throat and support bowel regularity. Warming and tonifying ginger tea. This tea is suitable for people with a cold constitution, those who often experience cold hands and feet or are prone to diarrhea when exposed to cold. Preparation. Simmer 2 to 3 slices of fresh ginger with 3 red dates in water for 5 minutes. Add brown sugar to taste. For women with cold type dysmenorrhea, characterized by relief with warmth, such as from applying a heating pad during menstruation, the effects may be particularly noticeable. Red dates are mild in nature and are commonly used in TCM to tonify qi and nourish the blood. A 2020 systematic review found that ginger has analgesic effects and may help alleviate menstrual pain. I once had a patient, a rather delicate young woman, who suffered from severe menstrual pain. She also had significant blood clots during her periods and was particularly sensitive to cold. During each acupuncture session, her feet had to be kept well wrapped, and she even needed a towel under her feet when standing on the floor, Xu said. I recommended that she drink ginger tea with red dates and brown sugar daily. After maintaining this routine for 6 months, her menstrual pain improved, and she became less sensitive to cold. Precautions for drinking ginger tea. Xu advises against drinking ginger tea if you experience any of the following symptoms: dry mouth and throat, a bitter taste in the mouth, sore throat, frequent acne breakouts, nosebleeds, rectal bleeding, high fever, or acute gastrointestinal conditions. Ginger tea may be resumed once these symptoms have improved. It is also not advisable to drink large amounts of warming, yang-tonifying teas in the evening, as they may disrupt the body's natural nighttime rhythm of rest and recovery. An exception may be made after returning from a cold environment, if you experience chills, a runny nose, or sneezing, having one or two cups may help dispel the cold. Aligning daily routines with natural rhythms. In addition to supporting yang energy through diet, daily routines should align with natural rhythms, Xu said. Going to bed and waking up at regular times helps protect and maintain yang energy. After waking in the morning, moderate exercise, such as walking, stretching, or light jogging, is recommended, while vigorous activity should be avoided in the evening. Maintaining a calm and balanced emotional state also helps ensure the smooth flow of energy.